The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tmura daf yud. We have in the Gemara by us the chakir of the Gemara, the suffix of the Gemara, is whether the owner of the carbon we discussed in the previous show, why is there a relevance of who's the owner of the carbon legabe tmura? Seems not because the concept of tmura is actually taking somebody else's property. You're not. You're taking a behemoth and you're being matvis, or you're trying to be matvis the kedusha of this behemoth from that behemoth. But still, if you're not the bailam of the behemoth, then the relating to somebody else's behemoth is a meaningless statement. So it's not even tmura. It might be the same distortion of ideas that tmura represents, but there's nothing meaningful about it. Mashenka, when it's your behemoth, so what you're saying is your behemoth should be the kedusha, should be this behemoth should be b'mekayim that one. That's a meaningful statement, but it's a meaningful distortion of truth. That's the love of tmura, and that's where there's the din of v'hayuhu tmura siyekaitish. Where it's not your behemoth, so then there is no chalois shem korban that's chal on the tmura. The suffix of the Gemara is, who exactly is the owner? Is the owner the miskaper, or the owner is the mekade, is the magdish? What are these two people? What are these two tzadim on? Owner is an owner is an owner. Ownership is a pretty straightforward concept. So we have all over in Seder Kodshim, the concept that we've discussed in Zvachim. There's a concept where an owner of a korban is the person who the behemoth belonged to. I can only be magdish, ishki yagdish as beisei, ma beisei b'shusei, af koil b'shusei. A person can only be magdish that which is his. I can be magdish anything that belongs to me, that I have possession and jurisdiction over to, either as a korban or to bet a kabayis. I can be magdish anything as a korban that the korban should be brought for me. I can't be magdish somebody else's thing. But what I can do, the Gemara learns out, is that I can be magdish a korban for you. Meaning to say, when a behemoth is a korban of Reuven, it can't be brought for Shimon. If it was dedicated, if it was ugdash, the chalois of the hegdash on it was for Reuven's korban, then it can't be brought for Shimon's korban. If it be brought for Shimon's korban, it would be possible. Reuven, however, can dedicate a korban for Shimon's kapara. And the chalois kedusha that's chal on the behemoth, the shem hab miskaper, is Shimon. Even though the owner of the animal per se is Reuven. Reuven was magdish his, and to a certain extent the animal stays his. We'll see what that means. Well, what's the difference if the animal is his or not? If it could only be brought for Shimon, it could only be moitzi de choiv as Shimon to bring a carbon. It's meaningless to Reuven in terms of it being offered because it doesn't do anything for Reuven. Reuven was nice enough to dedicate a behemoth of his for Shimon, the behemoth is Shimon's behemoth. But there is a musig of miskaper, there's a musig of magdish. The Achroinim, Reb Chaim speaks about this extensively, proves that the miskaper is not the sole ownership, even though l'chayr behemah is kodesh, and in mi'ilo, to a certain extent, it's mom and hegdish, but there is a shame of the owner of the behemah still on a behemah of kodeshim. Evidence of that is a Gemara in Bava Kama, famous Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Yud Gimel, L'gabi Dizin Yonim, where the Gemara says that if you have a behemah that was dedicated for a carbon, and the behemah, like any other behemah, has dine mazik, the behemah was negeach, somebody else, the behemoth damaged somebody else's property. Somebody else's animal. If it's a short tam, the halacha is, the Gemara Bava Kama says, psukim pashat mishpatim, that a short tam is only mishalim, mi gufoy, not mi aliyah. That means you don't have to pay damages that are done by a short tam, you don't have to pay from pocket. You only pay from the animal itself. Kilo, the only method of payment is from the damager, from the behemoth that damaged. As if you're in a car accident, the victim of the crash can only claim the value of the car. That's the halacha by short tam. Nope. Who's the short tam? The short tam is the short, it's Reuven Shor, but it's a short shal hegdish. So the halacha is that the nizik is goyve from the behemah. What's he going to do with it? The behemah lamaisa is niskadish for Reuven's carbon. What's the difference if Shimon now could claim the behemah? What can he do with it? He can't ride it, he can't use it, he can't make a barbecue with it, and he can't even bring it as a carbon. Says the Gemara, what'll happen? That when the carbon is brought, if it's a carbon shlamim, let's say, so the carbon shlam, the halacha is that the basar is eaten by anybody, not only by kahanim. Or if it's a carbon toida, the carbon toida is the meat is given out. The one who has the schus to give out the basar, who can eat it and can give it out to anybody else he wants to include in his sudas kachim, is the owner. Who's the owner of the meat? The owner of the meat will be the nizik. The nizik has no value to the hakrov of the carbon, but he has in it that the basar belongs to him the way the basar belongs to a regular carbon. Even though the miskaper, the Zrikas Adam, actually creates a Ritzur Kapara for the Mazik. The shame of the carbon was the shame of carbon Ruvain. Still the halacha is that even though the miskaper is Ruvain, the Baal HaKarbon, even though it's Kachim, there's still an ownership. The Reb Chaim shows that from that Gemara Bava Kam. There's still ownership insofar as Achilas Bos is concerned. So, we've just shown that there's a Musig of two owners of a carbon. There's one who, a person has a shame by them, insofar as being the miskaper, the kedushas hakarbon is nikra al shmoi. It's the bechefted carbon shel Ruvain. On the other hand, the one who owns it might be Shimon, who dedicated the carbon, who's the nizik that the carbon now belongs to. Who can create the tmura? That's the shal in the Gemara. We'll add, by the way, if we're talking about this musig of the carbon being miskaper, being one person, but the bailam being the person who actually dedicated the carbon, the Gemara is vachon davov. Talks about the musig of a yerush, a person dies, leaves over, not a karban chatas or osham. Karban chatas osham is possible after a person dies. It's from the chatoyes shemesis, which we'll learn about later on, Be'ez Hashem, in our mesechta tumura. But let's say a karban shlom or karban oil is left over. The karban can be brought, the son who yashins the behema, he yashins everything else that belongs to his father, he's now the proud owner of this karban. But he can't do anything he wants with it, it has to be brought as a karban. Has kedushas karban, so he's makrivit. You could say that the father is the miskaper because it's the carbon of the father. It was dedicated for the father, and it's the kapara, the ritzur that it creates is for the father. The father's dead. What point is there? That's why chatzin ashram have no value. An oil of the Gemara says, when the son brings it, it's mechaper on the son bekufya, the Gemara calls. That means be'etzem, bimahus, existentially. The name of the behemoth, insofar as miskaper is concerned, is al-shem, the father, the dead person. But since the son is bimkoim the father, so it has a certain, not artificial, a certain like outside type of kaparot, meloshin kufi, meloshin floating. It's not the real shema carbon al shmoi, but it is somewhat mechaper. The reason why he's different than the regular owner of the carbon vis-a-vis a miskaper is because a regular person, if it's not, he's not the miskaper, he's not. A son is lamaisa bimkoim the father. The same way, others want to tell him that the reason why a son has to pay his father's chayvis is because if he yashins his father, it means he's bimkoim his father. If he's bimkoim his father, he also has his father's chayvis. I'm just showing that as an example. That concept is not so partial. That's the way the chiyuv for a son to pay his father's debts work. But the musik is a true musik. The son is bimkoim the father's ownership. He's bimkoim the father as a miskaper to a certain extent, mikufyo, and that's why the carbon can be brought. What's interesting about the halacha that we have by us of Magdashim Miskap is the Gemara learns it out from Nozir. What's interesting, Shalaika Darakoi, is that the Rambam brings this halacha of that the din of Meimah is totally in the Miskaper, he brings it by Nozir. And normally the Rambam doesn't bring a halacha that's a general halacha, legabi, where it's learned out. Yeah, the pasuk that teaches you this halacha happens to be by Nozir. The Rambam should bring the halacha by Nozir. It's a general halacha in Hilchas Tmur. The Rambam brings it ki'ilu as a halacha in Hilchas Nazirus. Says the Chuvus Veshov HaKoyin, which has a lot of vinyonim and kochim, says an extra knech. He says, by normal carbon, the miskaper, you could call the bailim to a certain extent because the carbon is nikra al shmoi. There's an extra added chiddush by Nazirus because the halacha is that av is madir benoy ben Nazirus. There's halacha moish from Sinai, the Gemara learns out in Nazir, that a father can declare his son a Nazir, and the father has to make sure his son keeps Hilchas Nazirus, and the father brings korbanah in Nazirus for the son. Who's the miskaper in that case? The son. The son is the miskaper. It's nikra al shem haben. It's not just that the father is the one who is magdish. By normal carbon, if I dedicate a carbon for your for your kapara, lemaisa the carbon is al shimcha. The chiv to bring the carbon is you. I happen to be, I'm giving my sheep for you to bring your carbon. So I'm the magdish, you're the miskapa. But over here there's an added chiddush. The father is the magdish, he's also the bar chiyuv, he's the one who has to bring the carbon. But since the carbon lemaisa is chal, the kapara, is Al Shem HaBen, he's the one that has to make a tumor. There's an added chiddush in this halacha specifically, legabe nizirus. I would just add, lefi the way we understood the deeper underpinnings of Hilchus Tmura, that the point is that, we discussed in Nav Beis, that the idea of Tmura is that instead of focusing on the kedusha of giving oneself over as a korban, the distortion of tmura, the lav of tmura, is represented in the fact that a person has a behemoth that's a, what's a behemoth that's a korban? A behemoth that's a korban is the pshat, that behemoth is you, it represents you, and you're going on the mizbech to be miskapa, to be nis'ala, to be nisiratza, v'niskapa, v'nita, lefnei Hashem. And instead of focusing on the you in the behemoth, the you, your ability to give yourself over in the person, in the body of the behemoth, what you do is you say that this behemoth should be b'mkoyim that ki'ilu the behemoth. The Rabban Shalom is your behemoth. The biggest distortion of kachim that is tmura, which is why it's the finale of all the parshas of korbanos. That's what we say on Daf Beis. Oy bazoi, then it taka makes sense that's tali in the miskaper. The point over here is not the owner of the carbon. The point over here is, where's the distortion? Who's the person who is trying unsuccessfully to change the focus of the carbon is a distortion of what it means to be a miskapa, what it means to be represented in the behemoth going on the mizbech, only the miskapa. Only the miskapa. So Mele, Tmura is telling the miskapa. It fit very well with our rationale for Tmura. Lemaisa. The passions of Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Beis is that the Gemara's tzad of miskaper, it means magdish and miskaper. Miskaper only means not only the owner, but it means also the miskaper. That would not agree with what we just said. But lemaisa, the Dvar Avrom, Avi Ezri, other Acharonim explain, they have rayas, that Tosfos over there is only talking about by Bechor. And the reason why Bechor would be different than any other behemoth is because Bechor has something that no other korban has. Bechor, there is no miskaper. Bechor is bought kadishli kol Bechor, peta kol rechem, that's all. It has nothing to do with miskaper. Every other korban is a miskaper. Korban oilo is a miskaper, the person who is misratza. Bechor, there's nobody misratza, nobody's mechuyiv. The korban is a korban, the kahanim get the meat, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the shem kapara. Over there it makes sense that miskaper and magdish are equal. There's no difference between either one of them. Similarly, the distortion over there is equal. But in a regular korban, the one who's distorted, the one whose sense of purpose, the only one whose sense of purpose is distorted in a korban is only the miskaper, not the magdish.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.